The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, it's Tuesday, November 8, 2022. It's Election Day, Voting Day. That's right. This is the day where if you don't go out and vote, you have no position to complain about the way things are. You are part of the problem, not the solution, if you don't go vote. How do you rationalize in your head about voting? We're going to talk about that right after I tell you about what's on sale. We have a 10% off site-wide sale, thanks to you veterans out there. Veterans Day special going on this week, which excludes drop ship products, but you get 10% off site-wide. And of course, we're going to have Dale Mitchell on tomorrow to talk about the Sun Air Purifier. And when you buy one, you're going to get two free bottles of Tranquil. How's that? Sweeten the deal. We have the Winter Wellness Bundle from OptiVita, the silver lozenges times two, vitamin C and vitamin D. The bundle retail is $70.90. Sale price, $53. You get, that's affordable enough to order for the whole family. If everybody is on this, you won't have a sick family. And those of you with kids, with grandkids, you know, maybe that'd be a nice Christmas present, huh? I think so. And for those of you who are looking to protect your assets, CYA, cover your assets, right, okay? We have Genesis Gold Group now as a sponsor. So therefore, I get to tell you and give you the argument about it, because the battle truly is between this fiat legal tender garbage they call a Federal Reserve note. And I can't wait until we talk to Alan Clark on Friday on our special Veterans Day broadcast, because we're going to enlighten you about the banksters and what they've done to murder our very own American citizens. You're not going to want to bank at any of the major banks after we get done with you this Friday. Oh, it'll be feel good, all right. But see, Genesis, what they've done is they are pitting that gold and silver is going to be a better bet for you than this man-made garbage they call currency. It always leads nations down the path to increased war, greed, ultimate collapse. I mean, just look at history, what history's taught us. The Genesis Gold Group believes in empowering faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio. And they want to help you protect your finances with precious metals, which has never been more crucial, during these dark and trying times. With a combined 50-plus years of experience in the precious metals industry, the Genesis Gold and Silver experts can guide you through the simplicity of asset protection and growth with their Genesis Gold IRA. Now, for those of you like me that want to hold on to hard coin, they sell that too. Gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. They sell it all in coin format. So if you want to buy coins, even the dollar rounds, you know, they're going, whatever spot silver is, you got to talk to them about spot silver. You can check on that simply by doing DuckDuckGo spot silver price, and it will tell you what the day's price is, right? It'll give you kind of an idea as to what a dollar will cost you. But some people want to hold that coin. So either way, you can go to GenesisGoldGroup.com. Email them at info@GenesisGoldGroup.com. Or if you want to talk to a live human being, 800-200-GOLD, 1-800-200-4653. That's the Genesis Gold Company, GenesisGoldGroup.com. You know, that's a great investment right now, especially if you can do like a garage sale. Say, I can't afford to do that now. How much junk you got laying around the house? Yes, you want to be hoarders out there. How much junk you got laying around the house you could have a garage sale? Or sell it on eBay or sell it online on Facebook on their marketplace. How many of you have junk that you can sell and you can actually use the proceeds and buy silver? That's a better bet because, one, you're lightening the load. And two, You have a way now to buy silver. If you like junk silver, I like junk silver. If you want to buy silver rounds, those are good because, you know, they have intrinsic value. And of course, for those of you who are trying to figure out how you're going to stock up with storable food, we have teamed up with Heaven's Harvest. They have a website called heavensharvest.com. And I told y'all about the truth bombs already. We've had Clayton Llewellyn on the show, and I've actually communicated with him directly by cell phone to talk to him about some of the products that he's got and some of what I've tested already. This is no BS. For those of you who are worried about buying organic, we've already had that conversation. About half of what they tell you is not what it's cracked up to be. The contents of the kit has everything to do with whether or not this is a good purchase. Because Heaven's Harvest food kits provide you with the serving sizes and calories to fill you up for the long haul. They don't weigh you down with juice and drink mixes and bags of rice or beans. You can go to Walmart and get that. See, that's another truth bomb that Clayton Llewellyn told you on the show. If you were listening, he told you to go to Walmart, get a 5-gallon bucket, go to Walmart, fill it up with bags of rice and beans, get two, one for each. Try to see if you can locate some desiccant crystals because that always helps. Or you can buy those nitrogen kits where you put it over the top of the 5-gallon bucket and seal it up. And then you keep it fresh. Those things stay fresh for a long time. But see, you won't get that in Heaven's Harvest food kits. So we want you to make the comparison. This is why we shopped. We looked at all the other food companies out there and shopped them. And I insisted. And I turned down some food companies because I flat out did not like the viability of their recipes. I didn't like it. Tasted like watered down runny cheese floating on water. Not so with the Heaven's Harvest food. The broccoli cheddar soup is absolutely wonderful. And you wouldn't even know, based on the formulation, you wouldn't even know. Because I've mixed 5 cups to 1 bag and had enough for 2 full meals and I could have seconds. Yeah. And it was good because I took some fresh chopped broccoli, chopped it up there, put it in the soup. Add a little Louisiana hot sauce. Yeah. And heated it up a little bit. Boy, was that ever good. Wow. And see, there's nothing stopping you from embellishing and trying out the recipes. And the thing is another truth bomb that we brought out on the show, is that you buy it hoping you don't have to use it. But see, I buy it and I test it so I know what to expect in case of a crisis. And I'm sitting there going, OMG, OMG, what do I do? How do I fix this? What do I do? See, you already have experience fixing it and you know how it tastes and you know about the viability of the recipe and whether or not it's working for you. And you can buy more and stock up. That's the whole idea. And that's another thing that garage sales are good for, is to get rid of all that junk you don't need and buy food storage. 1-800-516-4773 or visit heavensharvest.com. And if you use the code POWERHOUR at checkout, you get 5% off your purchase. Neat deal, huh? Red Pill Expo 2022 in the fall. It's at Salt Palace Convention Center. You still have time to register for the event. We sent you the email blast yesterday if you're subscribing to it. What? You don't have the email blast? Well, listen up, punk. Do you feel lucky? Go get the email blast. Sign up for it. 22828. Type in Power Hour. Yeah, use Power Hour for 10% off the code. He'd give me a reason to do Clint Eastwood. Remember when he looked at the chair? You're fired. Yeah. So you can see the full list of our partners by visiting thepowerhour.com. Click on the Partners tab. And every time that you buy through the Power Hour, you are keeping the Power Hour on the air. And, of course, we appreciate all your donations, Kevin Mills and all of you. Yep, Hugh donated $50 yesterday. Kevin donated $450 the other day. I mean, they're helping us out here. This is how we stay on the air, folks, so we don't get in a logjam. 22828, you can text Power Hour to join the Power Hour newsletter and get it on your cell phone if you like. All right? We have Jen and Sophie, two red pills, joining us at the top of next hour. Scott Shara is coming back on the show. Remember, his daughter Grace was murdered by hospital officials up in, I think it was Minnesota. We'll get the down and dirty on that. In the meantime, in world news, North Korea says the missile tests were practice for mercilessly striking the U.S. and South Korean targets. Well, Wilmer, I wonder what targets they were talking about. Yep. Got to wonder about that. You see, they unzipped their fly again. Kim Jong-un's trying to play tough guy. He wants the U.S. to come and throw money at him to make him go away. This is what always happens. And all these idiot leaders in D.C. that, you know, are in power just capitulate. What can we do to shut this guy up? And they throw money at it thinking it's going to go away. Yeah. Energy crisis may lead to deindustrialization of Europe. That's right. European Union's been quietly celebrating a consistent decline in gas and electricity consumption this year and record-breaking prices, of course, cut off of much of the Russian gas supply and a liquidity crisis in the energy market. I think the EU doesn't understand what's going to happen to these people. If you've got people that are freezing to death on the street, they're going to find you, leaders of the EU. I hope you have good security that isn't freezing their tushes off too, because they're going to come and find you. This always happens. It happened in 1917. You ever heard of the Bolshevik Revolution? Look what happened then. All these successive leaders through time murdered millions of their people. Well, the EU's already doing that, because when you look at decline in gas and electricity consumption and the fact that they're going to have a cold winter, so much for climate warming, global warming, not going to work. And they cut off their nose to spite their face, basically sanctioning Russia and cutting off the gas. Oh, you people are in for a rough time, because they will hunt you down. Look what they did to Mussolini and his girlfriend, his mistress, huh? Yeah. Hung him up in the square and beat him to death. Yeah, they went and found him. You see, this is the thing. When people get desperate and crazy, stuff happens. And the UN, the unmitigated gall. And see, here's the thing about this government and using the D word. The D word. It's not damn it. It's democracy. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the mainstream media. Every time they open their mouth and say democracy, they are part of the problem. And every time you look at all the news headlines and you're watching all the rope-a-dope going on tonight after 7 p.m. when the polls close, you're going to see all that rope-a-dope, politics, rope-a-dope. Let's look and see who's winning and who's losing, and let's see if the red wave actually happens. I'm doing the red wave for those of you who are watching me on the reruns on Brighteon and Rumble, because we're there. That's a sight gag, folks. All right, the red wave, I was taking my fingers and my arms and making a wave motion with them. Okay, just so you know. Had to explain myself here. But the UN is telling rich countries to pay $2 trillion a year for climate justice. Oh, climate justice. And what justice is there in that? Who is paying taxes for fossil fuel companies on their global carbon profits? Wow. And China is just basically being excluded from all this so they can do anything they want. Their state's greenhouse gas emissions now exceed the entire rest of the developed world combined, but yet the UN is giving them a go pass. Don't you just love equity? Don't you love equality? No, nope, not in the UN. I say we get rid of the UN and tear down that building. Yep. When you find out how the Rockefellers manipulated and screwed our country, you might have the same thought I just expressed. It's a thought. Get rid of the UN. Tell them they want to go to The Hague and Netherlands, where they can all be tried in the International Criminal Court. Now, there's another contradiction in terms. International Criminal Court. These bozos wouldn't know what to do with Nuremberg if it bit them in the ass. And this is a problem, because now all these guys that are out there that misled us and lied to us about COVID now want amnesty. Oh, my. Yeah, we know better, don't we? Yeah, we have very smart listeners here. That's why we got the toll-free number, so that you can pick up that phone and call. You know, right? You know what it is. 844-769-2944. See, when I don't give it out enough, I forget what it is. So, you know, you should have that on speed dial on your phone, those of you who like to talk about politics. And Chuck Norris is saying, friends, this is a do-or-die midterm election. So, you know, he goes into detail about the items that people care about. Now, if I was Hispanic or black and I came here from a foreign country and I went through all the motions, got an attorney, paid the fees, took the classes, took the test, raised my hand, swore an oath, I would be pretty perturbed. And I'm trying to avoid using expletives here, folks. Trying not to use expletives because I know how upset and frustrated you are, especially if you're Hispanic and you've done everything by the book, or black and you've done everything by the book. You migrated here legally and you're watching all these immigrants just illegally come across their borders, and they're being given welfare like crazy, unemployment like crazy, perks like crazy. Yeah. And we're sweating bullets out here, including all of the Hispanic and black voters and middle class Americans. We are taking it in the shorts like nobody's visit. Alan in Texas from the other side of Radio Talk. What's happening?
Well, you made the mistake and gave the number out. No.
Yeah, I know. I did, didn't I?
No, Dave. No, you're just talking about a lot of what, you know, it's the manipulation that we've gone through. You know, I read quite a bit. I've got a lot of time on my hands, so I can actually do what's called, you know, gaining knowledge. And, you know, but then also using that term that, you know, that if you're gaining knowledge and it's not the Bible, they call you a Gnostic. You know, they lump you into this. Oh, it's terrible. All you need to do. How come they don't call people that study the Bible, why don't they call them biblical Gnostics instead of theologians? You know, I mean, a Gnostic is just someone looking for knowledge. You know, the esoteric. You know, the hidden, the occulted stuff that's been kept from us. We live in a very manipulated, twisted world. And I don't deny anyone their faith. But it's like you said. You know, you're even what, a licensed minister or preacher, and but you don't actually go to a particular church yourself. I think you've heard you say that. You know, you have your belief.
Know.
You're comfortable with it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it when people ask me, "Well, what church do you preach at?" And they go, "Our Lady of the Sucking Chest Wound." I was in during Vietnam, so therefore I can.
Yeah.
No, I just. I know.
Dave, you know, it's kind of like a battlefield pasture. You know, they give the last sacraments, or they tell you that, you know, your enemy is of God, so go out and kill him and slaughter him. I mean, I've never understood the theory about, you know, a battlefield, you know, pastor, minister, or whatever you want to call him. You know, it's just certain things just don't make a whole lot of sense to me. I guess maybe I think too much, Dave. I don't know.
You know what? Hey, we all think too much, and sometimes I think it's a good thing because that means our critical thinking cap is on. And if you lay awake at night like I do thinking about stuff?
Way too much, Dave. And sometimes if I start reading a book, Dave, and I'm really into it, I'll sit here and I'll read and I'll look at the clock and it's 5 o'clock and, oh, hell, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'll lay here and read for 7-8 hours straight and gaining knowledge and learning. You know, it's like history. I mean, you start reading about, you know, about what went on over in Europe, you know, with the Cathars and the Knights Templar and the Prior of Sion and, you know, the beginnings of, you know, the Illuminati, you know, the Freemasons. You know, all this stuff, you know, the Merovingian, you know, dynasty, you know, it's, and who knows if that's true, because every time there's a new victor, history's erased and new history's put in. You know, it's really hard to try to figure it out, but all we can do is the best we can do.
I know. And see, I just went to my bookshelf while you were talking, and I got this copy out. For those of you watching me on Rumble and Brighteon right now, you may recognize the copy, the cover. It's got a picture of four horses, but two of them are very, very clear. One of them has a skeleton head. And if you look at the title, and I'll hold it up to the screen there, it says Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. My library is very, very comprehensive, folks, as far as the amount of research and knowledge that we have. And, you know, some of that stuff is really shocking to even think. And I was expressing that this morning over breakfast to my wife. I said, you know, it's really hard to envision that our own government would want to kill us.
Hey, you know, and Dave, you know, another book that actually Bill Cooper recommended is a book called Holy Blood, Holy Grail.
Interesting. I'll have to make a note
Bill
of that.
Cooper, that's actually why, like I said, if I had access to the internet and Amazon, my bank account might be drained and I would have so many books around me, I'd be reading for the next 1,000 years. But, Yeah, you know, maybe it's good because the books that I do get, the select books that I do get, I don't have a book here, Dave, that I haven't reread at least once, except for Morals and Dogma. That book was just, you know, the Masonic Bible, you know, by Albert Pike. That book was just creepy the first time through.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to grit my teeth and maybe go back and reread it so I can actually pick up on some other nuances, even as evil and perverted and twisted as they are. It gives you a better idea of what we're actually living in. But
right.
Anyway, Dave.
Well, Wait till I hear my guest on Friday, Alan B. Clark, who's a lieutenant colonel. Well, the foreword by Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, but he's a captain during Vietnam. And title of the book is Soldiers' Blood and Bloodied Money, Wars and the Ruling Elites and How They Financed Both Sides of the War to Kill Our Own People. I mean, people don't understand, but do you remember when G. Edward Griffin was on the show and he was talking all about it's not the groups, it's the individuals? Well, this book he's written, 478 pages, I'm halfway through it, and he names names.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like I've got a book from the 1970s, you know, and you know, this Barry Goldwater talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, who's in it, what they're doing, what their aims and objectives are, and you know, and this wasn't until like what 2005, 2008, something like that. If you said the Council on Foreign Relations, you were a nutball, but now it's, you know, generally acknowledged. But they've been behind the scenes doing this. Yeah. Hey, I'll leave you with this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to call in on Friday, and you know, Lauren was on talking about, you know, preparations and everything, and it just flashed into my head. It's like, there's probably a lot more people out there doing preparation than what we understand. Unfortunately, most of them are doing Preparation H.
Yeah, I was just going to, man, you and I think an awful lot alike, man. That just popped in, the letter H just popped into my head.
Hey, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless you, sir. I love your knowledge base, man. I'm telling you, it's great. He's on the Republic of Texas radio on Republic Broadcasting Network. I had the pleasure of being on for 2 hours with him on Sunday morning, him and Steve O'Brien. That was a lot of fun. And we do that on occasion. We'll go to other networks and talk, and it's a lot of fun because we get to voice and interact and talk about stuff that matters rather than stuff that doesn't. Google, by the way, this does matter because a psychologist is accusing them of manipulating American citizens to influence the outcome of the November midterms. Yeah. And guess who? We have a story we're adding that just came in at the last minute. Guess who the biggest donor is? The biggest donor in the midterm elections. The biggest donor. Think. As we're going to break right now, George Soros. Ha! Yeah, I knew you knew that answer to that one, right? We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the break here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, it is voting day, Election Day 2022, November 8th. It is Tuesday for those of you that are still suffering from brain fog. I don't know. Maybe it's cognitive dissonance out there. I don't know. Here's the thing. You see the way the world is going. You see the way the United States is going. And if you want the same insanity, keep voting the same garbage in. If you have a chance to vote new people in, remember the old saying, ye shall know them by their fruits. And if they get into office, here's my anticipated scenario. If they don't impeach Biden and Harris, put McCarthy in and clean out that executive cabinet and replace them with right-thinking people. I mean, clean house. If they don't do this, it's going to be business as usual, and Biden's going to veto everything our Republican Congress throws at him. Seriously, we're going to have a lame duck two-year period, whether Trump has announced he's going to run or not. And the January 6th committee will still continue to do what it's doing all the way up until the new electorate gets sworn in. But they've got to use the 25th Amendment, and if they're going to be all nicey-nice once they get in power and act like a bunch of stinking rhinos, then they can't be trusted in the next election cycle. And when you vote Trump in, you got to vote all those rhinos out. And that includes McConnell, McCarthy, and all the other mix out there. They got to go. No getting around it. In fact, if they made Rand Paul the Senate Majority Leader and not Mitch, I think we'd be doing a lot better. But the thing is that, you know, when you let the status quo do what the party says and not what we the people want, it's counterproductive. It's still the definition of insanity. And I mean, literally, the UN's got to go. Biden's got to go. All these agreements that Biden has signed got to go. These executive orders he signed have to be repealed. The border wall needs to be put up. The aliens need to be deported. All this has to happen, and you're not going to do it with Biden and Harris still in the driver's seat in the White House. You got to get him out of there. They're going to have to get impeached. A Republican majority in both houses would guarantee that will happen. You have to clean out this cabinet, because the only way the DOJ can't weaponize against we the people is to eliminate them. Get rid of Garland, put somebody, get rid of Ray, put in people that know what in Hades is fair and not equitable. What is the law? Enforce the law and stop being selective about it. There's just way too much shenanigans in people who are rising up and saying, hey, something's wrong here. Next thing you know, they get a knock at the door, a battering ram through the front door. Now, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning and they show up, really? To me, you wouldn't know who it was. You'd probably freak out and open fire. And that's exactly what they want. They gear up for that sort of thing and you'd end up dead. And of course, nobody would find out about it except all the locals. They would know. It might get out that you were raided. I mean, look what happened. Look how long it took for the truth about what they did to Gordon Call. They sent Delta Force in after him. They headbutted him and damn near bludgeoned his brain so you couldn't see what was going on. Cut off his hands and feet. And then torched the place so they could burn up the evidence. Ooh, does that sound like Waco? Yeah. And his son is still in jail. Still in prison. All because they were trying to do the right thing and it was self-defense. But hey, no, the government's got the upper hand on this. They got the guns, they got the money, they got the power. We the people have the opportunity to change all that today. You know, I guess if you want to look at this as voting for the lesser of two evils, so be it. But then we the people better be on the phones to D.C. saying, okay, now that you're in here, this is what we want. Here's our list of our laundry list of things, and that Biden and Harris got to go, and so does the entire executive branch. You need to clean house. You need to get rid of deep state. You need to defund the FBI. You need to defund the DOJ. You need to take away their money so they can't operate. You need to get rid of NIH, CDC. You need to get rid of all those little private groups that are murdering Americans. That's exactly what they're doing, folks. Elon Musk is even urging Americans to vote Republican to ease Democrat grip on power, because as long as they stay in office, folks, you're going to get the same garbage over and over. You have the opportunity to change this. And here's the rationale behind all that, folks. If you have the opportunity to go to the polls and vote today, you at least personally knew and know in the present tense you made a difference in one way, shape, or form. Your vote gets counted. Now, if it gets manipulated, that's a different story, which is one of the reasons why the DOJ is monitoring voting in 24 states and sending DOJ attorneys to Alaska, Florida, Pennsylvania, and 21 other states. There is one county, however, Cole County, Missouri, where Jefferson City is, and they have told the DOJ, go piss up a drain pipe. You're not coming here. It's in violation of Missouri law. Yeah. They actually stood up to him. How many other counties out there are going to do that? And you better be watching Arizona, because Katie Hobbs is running for governor against Carrie Lake, but she's also monitoring the election results as Secretary of State. She's wearing two hats. That's a big problem. That's a conflict of interest in my book. Who's complaining? I don't know. Somebody needs to be, especially if chicanery happens. A poll released on Monday last shows that the Republican Party is continuing to make inroads among Black and Hispanic voters. Let's hope that holds true. The Supreme Court, of course, is refusing to hear challenges to 8-person juries in criminal trials. They refused to take up the case of a man who claimed it was unconstitutional for Arizona to convict him using a jury made up of just 8 people instead of the usual 12. The ruling means that a handful of states may continue to use 6- or 8-person juries in felony trials. And you know what we call them? 12 brain deads. Oh, by the way, did you know that Biden is in hiding right now? According to the Daily Caller, we just got word flashing across the screen. Biden's in hiding. He doesn't have any public appearances scheduled. No, he's in Maryland campaigning for the obvious Democratic governor that was going to get reelected, because I guess all those people in Maryland, all those rich folks that are ne'er-do-well, not ne'er-do-well, but ne'er-do-well, they love the fact that we've got Democrat. You know, they love all this. They love all the high prices and groceries. Maybe they need to pay $10 a gallon for gas and realize how good they had it during Trump, huh? What do you think? Think we should punish all the blue states and just jack their gas prices up? How about $20 a gallon? Would that be good? Would that force people to move or just not drive? You know, when's our breaking point? When is the breaking point when people are actually going to get so frustrated that it happens? And of course, there's a new article out by Daniel Miller from the Texit movement, and we're including that in your email blast. Midterms will be defined by who isn't on the ballot. Texas voters aren't turning out to vote in the midterms in predicted droves. Candidates, consultants, pollsters, pundits, and political analysts are at a loss as to why their predictions have fallen short. Voters are talking. The political class simply isn't listening. Notwithstanding decent turnout at some 11th-hour rallies, the incumbents and many of their challengers generally elicit the same excitement reserved for a tax audit or a colonoscopy. This is why know-nothing political pundits expected a voter turnout similar to 2018 and are on track for one more like 2006 or 2010. It's easy to understand why. Because voters feel disenfranchised. Most feel like Texas is a car driving off a cliff. Their choice in most races is between a driver with both hands on the wheel and a foot pressing the accelerator to the floor, or a driver who won't turn the wheel or stomp on the brakes, but will put the proud to be an American as loud as they can on the radio. Voters are justified in their cynicism. They're inundated with campaign talk about the border, the economy, the grid, Marxist infiltration of public education and debt, government overreach, election integrity, and more. None of these issues are new. They've been at the crisis proportions on a trajectory to become crises for years. Yet there's been no meaningful movement toward actually solving the true cause of the crisis. It's your government, folks. The ones in power don't care about we the people. And you can read more of that article in your email blast. That's from Daniel Miller about the Texit movement. Oh, and by the way, there's scuttlebutt around. There's another Texas county out there, maybe, considering the same thing Edwards County just did and passing a resolution to support Texas and secede from the United States. I told you it was contagious, didn't I? And we're also including a 1,000-plus page report in PDF format, if you choose to read it, that details whistleblower disclosures about the alleged politicization of the federal law enforcement, weaponization of the FBI and the DOJ. And I've made that report available on the email blast. You can actually download it and read it if you want to. Patrice in Ohio, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good. You vote?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
That's on my, checked off my to-do list today.
Good deal.
So, So I voted. So what good does that get me when the WHO was running the show? And
well,
all the policies,
yeah,
all these people do override our Constitution. So
right,
I think the first thing in order is when we get these people in the Senate and the House to make them come up with an amendment that takes us out of the whole deal.
Yeah, we need to do that. And see, this is where it makes a difference.
That needs to be at the top of the list.
Yeah, it does. We need to get on the phones and start calling Congress after the midterms, calling our elected representatives that just are getting voted in and saying, when you get sworn in, here's what we want. And you need to put your laundry list together, like I said. Yep. And especially J.D. Vance.
So,
you know, he's up. You know, he could win this thing. So we're hoping. Anyway.
He's in my area. So.
Oh, good for you. Well, good. Then you got your finger on the pulse here, Patrice.
Yeah. We got to start at the top of the list and work down.
Yeah, we do. All right. Dave in New York, I know you just hung up. Call back. Bob in Missouri, go ahead. We got the phones are stacking up. Go ahead.
Yeah, it caught my attention when you talked about the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917.
Yep.
Well, Putin, he's about the most honest guy around. Within the last 2 weeks, he said, we had to deal with the Bolsheviks in 1917. Now, America, you can deal with it. How true is that?
Well,
and
you know,
what
do they know we don't know, Bob?
Go ahead, Dave.
No, what do they know we don't know?
Well, I can tell you this. You know, I'm calling you from St. Louis.
Sure. Oh, you got Kim Gardner there. Oh, boy.
Well, wait just a second, man. During the riots, the Bolshevik Revolution for George Floyd, which is just a Bolshevik Revolution. And here's an example. They're not that smart. We have a great park here called Forest Park. It's voted the best park in the country. And we got a big statue in front of our art museum of St. Louis, you know, the King of France. And they were all around there. They were trying to defile it and everything, these revelers in Bolshevism. You know why? You know why they came after the statue of St. Louis?
Go for it.
You there, Dave?
Yeah.
Except he read the Talmud, that's why. He saw who these people were. He read the Talmud. You ought to read the Talmud sometime on the air. They probably put you off the air because that's their evil little Bible, the Talmud.
Yeah.
What they say about Christians.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Talmud. I would probably not get booted off the air. They probably would all start listening to the Power Hour, and because all of our other listeners would go away because they'd be vomiting. They couldn't stand hearing it. I love truth bombs.
Well, he persecuted them, so that's the reason they came up. That was all a Bolshevik revolution. That's all it was. George Floyd, please. They were talking about, he had a policeman on his knee on his neck. There's been over twice as many white people killed in this country by police than black people, okay?
Yeah, I
got
that.
You look at crime statistics, white people. In St. Louis,
yep,
100% of the murders were done by blacks, okay? But here's the other thing. I want to find out about 9/11. George Bush, did you know that George Bush, the Bush family, are cousins with Hillary Clinton? Did you know that?
No, but I do now. And not only that, but, you know, Neil's a banker.
I'm just telling you, they're cousins, okay?
There you
go. Cousins. That's like an oligarchy up there.
Uh-huh.
I want to know, because I only know of two countries that were there at the 9/11. One was the Mossad. We're sitting there. You saw those pictures of them dancing and stuff. They were taking a movie of the planes going to the towers, okay?
They were all dancing on the Jersey side watching.
Doing a little dance there. And here's what happened. They were posing as college students. When they got down the bottom of that building, they were arrested by the New York police. But they were let go the next day. So I would like you to interview whoever it was that gave the orders to let those monsters go.
We'll make a note of it.
Murdered.
Well, I want to know, Bob, is who in the White House ordered the Bin Laden family to be put in an aircraft and flown back to Saudi Arabia after 9/11. That's what I want to know.
Dave,
Alan, and, yeah, I got to run. We got phone calls stacking up, Bob. I love the conversation. Thanks for calling in. Alan in Pennsylvania, what's going on up in your neck of the woods? Did you vote today?
No.
How come?
I don't vote. I don't participate. I don't agree with anything the government does. So.
I understand that. That's one less person voting for Oz instead of Fetternick.
Well, I wouldn't have voted for either one of them anyhow.
I understand. In Pennsylvania, it's a lesser of two evils choice.
Well, it's still evil.
Yep, still evil. What's on your mind?
Anyway, I called to reveal a deep, dark secret to you. I guess you don't know. I thought maybe you would know. The voice of Mr. Ed.
Oh, a dark CBS secret? Who's Wilbur? Is that what spurred your phone call? All right, so who is it?
Well, that's only one thing. Chill Wills.
Chill Wills. I could see that. And nobody, I mean, that's, how did you find that out? I just out of curiosity.
Oh, I've known that for years.
Okay, well, thanks for informing me, because Chill Wills, that sounds believable. The voice of Mr. Ed. We always wanted to know that, and everybody kept telling us that, it, you know, between that Alan Ladd and that horse, it was a deep, dark CBS secret.
It's Chill Wills. He's also the voice of Francis the Talking Mule.
Oh, that makes sense, too. Donald O'Connor. Wow. It's funny. They only talk to one person. Isn't that amazing? And then they clam up the rest of the time and make the one person look stupid. How original is that?
Well, nothing new under the sun, you know.
Yeah, I get that.
Anyway, this is the total eclipse night.
We're looking forward to it.
Well,
yeah, it's red moon tonight.
I would advise everybody that believes the scriptures to read Ezekiel chapter 32 the whole way through.
All right, I'm writing it down.
You're going to see. It'll be right there. What's going to happen?
Okay. Ezekiel 32. Let's make a note of that, folks.
Second chapter, the whole thing.
All right, I'll read it. I promise I'll read it. All right?
Okay.
All right, appreciate your call, Alan. Thanks so much. Dave in New York, where are you at? You can call back in. We can take your call here. Want to get to economy and business real quick? The Breitbart Business Digest. And what do you think the number one subject is? What do you think the number one subject is on people's minds going into the poll? Economist/YouGov poll taken of 1,500 American adults in the first week of November found that 68% say they'll be thinking about inflation a lot when casting a vote in this year's election. And again, if you want the same craziness for the next 2 years until 2024, keep voting the way you've been voting. And I just don't understand the logic of Democrats and why they want to pay high prices for groceries and gas. I don't get it. They're all being affected by this, and a lot of them have basically switched sides, and now they're voting GOP. Like Alan was saying, you know, lesser of two evils, it's still evil. I get it. But, you know, you've got to be able to use your influence as a voter. See, because then you can call up and say, hey, I voted for you like Patrice did, and this is what I want. See, you can't complain if you didn't vote. If you voted, see, it justifies you calling up and say, hey, moron, I voted for you, and you're not doing the will of we the people, and I'm one of them, and I want you to do this. You see, and maybe you shouldn't call him a moron. I know that may not be the way to get to first base, but I know what you're thinking. All right. We always have to have a funny, and this is a funny. Strippers at a topless bar in North Hollywood, California, have to wait for results of an election to form a union because of a dispute this last Monday involving vote-by-mail ballots. That's right. Several dancers at the Star Garden Dive Bar want to form a union within the Actors Equity Association. But the management of the bar alleges that many of the ballots were submitted by people who would have never worked at the establishment. According to the LA Times, the National Labor Relations Board said Monday a majority of the ballots were challenged by the club, Star Garden, and the Labor Board couldn't complete a tally. The director of the board's Region 31 LA office will need to determine whether the 16 challenged ballots should be opened and counted. One ballot cast in the mail-in vote wasn't challenged, and one ballot was voided. An attorney representing Star Garden said the club argues the dancers who submitted ballots were not employed by the business and thus weren't eligible to vote. Well, what if they wanted to go to work for Star Garden and become topless dancers? See, I happen to know from personal experience, topless dancers, a lot of them worked their way through college because they knew a few. I know you're going, Dave, how did you know that? No, just trust me. I knew a few. And they made a lot of money, and they paid their bills. Yes, kind of prostituting the art. I'm not, you know, totally in favor of it, because the whole time you're working in those places, you got to stay off the booze, you got to stay off the drugs, you got to always be looking over your shoulder, because some of these topless dancers have ended up chopped up in 55-gallon drums in a warehouse somewhere. That's what I'm talking about. It's a dangerous profession to be in. And Star Garden originally tried to argue it wasn't subject to union elections because it had less than $500,000 in annual revenue, but the NLRB disagreed, saying that its future revenue projections would exceed that amount. You see, topless dancing, adult gentlemen's clubs is big business. Really is. And we've also included unions. Boy, you gotta love it. How to delete your email and phone number from Facebook. Yeah, we got the instructions on how to do that. So we move after the top of the hour break to Jen and Sophie. Two Red Pills are going to be talking to us about how they despise corruption and fight evil and defend freedom. Stay with us after the break. We will be back here on the Power Hour.
An idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.